Previously on Heroes.
Our lives as we knew them are over. Now to survive this thing, we gotta go totally off the grid. Where did you get these?
Matt. He drew them right after the crash. Here's Isaac's gift.
Is this India?
You're right.
It is my destiny to go there.
You're going back to Costa Verde, young lady.
So I get a pass. And everyone I know just disappears.
Nathan, it's me. I want my old life back. I give you Peter my part, and this gets written off as never happened.
You can trust me, Tracy.
You said you were alone.
I know.
How many times are we gonna do this?
What did we ever do to you?
Nothing. Wrong place, wrong time.
Oh. Luke uses his power.
You just killed the one shot I had at finding my old man.
I know where he is.
Your mom have a car?
Not anymore.
Claire gets a text which reads, "There is hope. You can still fight back. Rebel." Chapter 3, Building 26.
It is so nice
to have everyone under the same roof again. Noah, I hope this new job will keep you home for a while.
Absolutely.
What does a consultant do exactly?
Claire gives Bennett a look.
Well, it's complicated. Mostly I meet with various business and government people. They explain their overall strategies and objectives, and I consult.
Honey, do you have to do that at the table?
Sorry.
She writes a text.
So, I have yet to hear word one about your trip.
Claire?
Nothing much to tell.
You visited 5 of the best colleges on the East Coast and you have nothing to tell? Which ones did you like, Noah?
Brown. I liked Brown.
Claire, come back here.
She goes upstairs.
I think all this Ivy League talk might be a little intimidating. Maybe community college would be a better fit for now. I'll go talk to her.
He's in Claire's bedroom.
What the hell was that?
I can't lie to her anymore. Your new job? Our father-daughter college tour?
We can't risk her knowing anything right now. The last time she knew, she almost got herself killed. Your mom and Lyle are safer this way.
Dad, you've been telling me that since I was 15.
They're not just watching you, Claire. They're watching me. You brought a plane down out of the sky. Federal agents are dead, and a lot of people want to see you pay. If either one of us strays from the script, I won't be able to stop them. There won't be any paper trail, no trial. One day you'll just be gone, and nobody can find you.
And now's the part where you tell me how everything you do to protect me.
No. Now's the part when I tell you exactly what you're going to do next. Start classes at Costa Verde Community. You're already enrolled. History, English Lit, Spanish. And come Monday morning, you better be parked in that front row with a sharp number 2 pencil, or there is going to be hell to pay.
She looks furiously at Bennett as he leaves the room. Having received a text from Rebel at the breakfast table which read, "Need your help, must warn target," and replying that she couldn't, Claire now gets another one. "Warn Alex, Sam's comics on Buford. Go now, Rebel." Building 26, Washington, D.C.
Wires are up. Accounts are frozen. We have traffic cam feeds from all 50 states. The Patriot Act gives us a lot of leeway here.
What's our status on the Bennett girl?
Eyes only. We look, but we don't touch. Senator Petrelli has granted Ms. Bennett a probation for now. Should the terms of that arrangement be compromised, I will certainly bring it to his attention. Assuming he finishes his latte and decides to show up for work.
Double espresso. And Claire Bennett is still off limits. Now, I know a lot of you lost friends in this crash. You want payback, I understand that. Not all of these individuals out there are dangerous. Some of them are just plain scared. Now that they know they're being pursued, they're going to be even that much harder to catch. Which is why I put in a request to the White House this morning to double our funding. We need to show progress. These are our targets. Know them. Hunt them, track them, and bring them home alive.
He moves away from the board that has photos of all the heroes on it. Luke and Sila are driving.
so cool. Road trip, my mom never took me anywhere. Oh, we should stop at some skanky diner somewhere, get some pie and some milkshakes.
We're not stopping.
Sure. It's a long way till we get to your dad.
Sila looks at him, frowning.
Where is he?
I told you, just keep heading west.
He slams the brakes on and brings the car to a stop off the road.
Yeah. You told me to keep heading west, now I want to know exactly where he is.
Okay. He told me that if he ever had to disappear, I could find him in Minnesota. He's got a cabin in the woods about 28 miles west of...
You're lying.
It's amazing how you can do that.
Tell me where he is.
Okay. He has an ex-wife who's a flight attendant. She lives in Des Moines. They had a kid that was born with some sort of weird bone disease.
Stop. I can tell when people are lying because I saw open their skulls and rip their abilities out from their brains.
Wow. So you're like a serial killer.
I'm not a serial killer.
But you've got a pattern. You go after specific victims, you collect mementos.
Okay, technically I'm a serial killer. Now that we've established that, give me one good reason why I shouldn't tear open your head right here.
Because you'll never find your dad.
This is not a road trip, do you understand?
They get back on the road and drive off, passing under a bridge which has a camera attached to it. At Building 26, computer monitors run through the photographic image and confirm that Sila's driving the car.
Sir!
Claire's movements are also being monitored. In Costa Verde, she walks into the comic store and up to the desk.
Are you Alex?
The young man turns and stares at her.
You're a girl.
Yeah, I am.
It's just, we don't normally get a lot of girls in here, you know?
Listen, I'm just here to deliver a message. You're in danger. You need to get out of here immediately.
Victor.
What?
Oh, come on, a hot blonde in a comic book store? Please, Victor sent you, right? This is payback for the whole birthday thing, right? Wait, let me guess. Is this all gonna end with you giving me like a lap dance or something?
No! You have to listen to me, all right? This is not a joke. There are people out there who are after you that will come in here and take you away.
Yeah. In here? Oh, come on. You gotta do a better job convincing me.
Claire picks a knife up off the counter and cuts her palm, then holds it up to show Alex how it heals.
Your life is in danger.
Claire turns as the door opens and becomes fearful when she sees Bennett walk in and look around.
Move now.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Back in the shop.
Move now.
They both duck down and creep along one of the aisles out of Bennett's sight.
You want to tell me what the hell is going on?
There's a man in here. He's looking for you and he's very, very dangerous. Do you have your car here?
Yeah, but it's out back.
Alex working today?
The other guy points back into the shop, so Bennett walks down the aisle, as does Alex, unaware they will both step out at the same time.
Alex Wolseley. I'm from the county clerk's office. Afraid we have a situation with some outstanding parking violations. Would you rather just go talk outside? Sorry. This isn't a really good time. Is it important?
Look, Dad, I was thinking about what happened this morning, and I just want more.
Sweetheart, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Alex pushes one of the comic stands into Bennett, knocking him to the floor, and runs out of the shop. He races down the street and around to the back, where he meets Claire coming out by his car.
Don't.
On the phone.
We're gonna need a team down here.
Come on, come on!
Claire and Alex jump in and speed away. Hero and Dando are in New Delhi, India. Hero says, "Hello, Destiny. This is it, Ando. The same towers, the same wedding canopy, the exact spot from Matt Parkman's drawing. Now all I need to do is save the bride and stop the wedding." Ando replies, "This is crazy." Hero tells him, "If there is one thing I've learned, it's that when Destiny calls, you answer the phone. I'm going to check what time the wedding starts, so I won't be late to stop it." Hero hurries off, leaving Ando saying to himself, "Stop a wedding makes no sense." Then he looks round and sees a woman in traditional Indian dress walking away. He compares her with the photo of Matt's drawing and sees it's the same woman, so he goes after her. He finds her inside the reception area where preparations are being made.
Hello. Hi. My name is Ando.
Sorry. I'm Annapura.
Annapura.
Your name is familiar. Are you a guest of the groom?
No, not exactly. Are you okay?
Just a little sad, that's all.
On your wedding day? But this is supposed to be the happiest day of your life, isn't it?
Yes, that's what they say.
Then you must call off the wedding.
Annapura looks at him, incredulous, then her expression softens.
This is incredible. I've been feeling so lost and confused. I've asked the heavens for a sign telling me whether I should marry or not.
A sign? Yes, a sign.
Ando awkwardly holds out his hands, then tenses them, and red sparks fly around them. But Hero sees him, demanding, "Ando, what are you doing?"
Ando, nani yatte nda?
You are the sign. The other one I've been waiting for.
Sign? No. It's not him. It's me. I'm the sign.
That's it. The wedding is off.
Ando looks at Hero in shock. At Building 26.
Do we have any response from the White House?
Nothing yet.
So these are the bad guys. Abby Collins, Homeland Security.
Nathan Petrelli, nice to meet you.
The White House has transferred oversight of your operations to DHS. I'm here to kick the tires and find out what it is we bought.
Just what we need. Another bureaucrat.
Can I give you a tour? I don't know how fully briefed you are on what's happened here, but the last few days have made it clear that Eagle Rock Prison is woefully inadequate for our needs. The reason I've asked for such a large funding increase is to reinforce the facility so I can deal with these prisoners.
Right, because they're all magic.
Nathan stops and looks at her with contempt.
You don't believe any of this, do you? Who put you on this assignment exactly?
People close to the president are concerned about his exposure on this. Time travelers, mind readers.
We are dealing with a threat the likes of which this country has never seen before. We need better containment. I can barely handle the one detainee
I have. Are you telling me that you're keeping a prisoner here without warrant or Miranda rights?
I'm gonna need to speak with the president directly.
Yeah, well, that's not gonna happen. I'm your new boss, and I want to see your prisoner now.
Nathan stares at her intensely. Sila and Luke pull up next to a roadside cafe.
This is what I'm talking about. Place like this, worse food the better.
Luke, you really gotta stop trying to be my friend, or I'm gonna have to kill you.
Like birds.
Sila turns and sees a raven sitting on a post by the car.
What?
Well, no, I'm just wondering if it's genetic because your dad, he's way into birding.
I went with him sometimes. He'd come get me up about 4 a.m. and we'd be out walking a trail by dawn. We'd see goldfinch, and cormorants, woodcocks. He always be pulling this old rusty wagon behind him carrying all his bird bugs.
Red wagon?
Yeah, it had these big rubber wheels.
He used to pull me in that wagon. I remember laying in a red wagon, all wrapped up in blankets. It was still dark in the silhouettes of the tree branches. I remember thinking they looked like snake fingers.
He sold you for money, you know. He told me once he had a little boy a long time ago, but he needed cash, so he sold him.
What kind of man sells his own son? Why would he even tell you something like that?
Maybe I reminded him of you.
Luke gets out, leaving Silas staring at the empty seat. Nathan shows Abby into the prison cell, where Tracy's tied to a chair, surrounded by glowing bar heaters.
Oh my God.
I know. It looks harsh. We tried insulated gloves, but she shattered right through them. The constant heat is to ensure...
Abby. This is Tracy Strauss.
You know her.
She used to lobby for a defense contract.
Abby, they won't let me out of here. You have to do something.
What is this insanity?
This woman is extremely dangerous.
Abby, he's lying. You know me.
This woman is Tracy Strauss, and you have her shackled to a chair.
That's why we need better funding.
Funding?
I am shutting this operation down today. And then I'm going to the AG's office, and I'm filing human rights violations against you, Senator. This is torture. You're through. Abby!
Alex and Claire speed along a coastal road, then turn into a car park. They check there's no one behind them.
I can't believe it. They're just locking people up?
I believe it, it's happening. Somebody sent me to warn you. You must be on a list or something.
List? Why is he after me?
Do you have a power? Like a special ability or something?
Can breathe underwater.
You mean like
a fish? Yeah. I was on the swim team in high school. And one day I noticed I just didn't have to come up for air anymore. Never told anyone. I didn't know there were others. I think I'd be proud of it or something, but instead I just feel like a...
Like a freak? Don't go home. Don't use your credit cards or your cell phone. If he can find you at work, he can find you anywhere.
What am I gonna do?
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Claire looks in the wing mirror and sees a silver car passing by behind them.
What?
The car that drove past second time it went by. Is this car registered under your name? Get out.
They both run off down the road and take cover behind some bushes just as two cars pull up next to Alex's, surrounding it. They watch as the hunter and a few of his men get out and search it.
Believe me now? Let's go.
In India.
The house specialties. Rasmala, kheer, halwa, and jamun.
So, this is your place?
With Shaila. Yes. We opened 2 years ago. Against my grandfather's wishes.
Your grandfather?
He believes in tradition. Thinks women should be at home raising the children. That's why he arranged my marriage with Deepak.
But you don't love Deepak.
He is a powerful and dangerous man. Above the law. My grandfather was too frightened to deny his request to marry. You must be hungry, my hero. Let me bring you off.
Ando nods happily, then looks over at Hero, who's sitting with his head in his hands, looking glum. Ando asks, what's the matter with you? Hero replies, we came all this way and you stole my chance to get my powers back. I only stopped the wedding like the drawing said, says Ando. The drawing wanted me to stop the wedding, protests Hero. Hero, I have a power now. I saw a way to help that girl, so I did. Well, you did it wrong, says Hero. Ando replies, no, I did it my way. And that's what really bothers you, that I have powers and you don't. You can't stand the fact that now you're my sidekick. An Indian man walks in looking agitated. He's directed towards the back and goes,
Deepak, the groom.
Hero looks to Ando and says, go on, Hero, save the day. In the kitchen.
Tum shaadi karoge Anna or wo bhi aaj.
Nahi.
Excuse me. Is everything okay here?
Who the hell is this?
Ando. He is my friend.
I see. So you cancelled the wedding because of him?
Oh, no, no, sir. You're mistaken. I am just a guest. Sir!
No! No!
Tim, calm down, sir!
No! No! Sir! Put him! Put the...
Ando! Deepak hit him with this. Ando collapsed.
And then?
Deepak carried him off.
Ando.
Found his car. He abandoned it about half a mile away.
Yeah, for a local kid, he's pretty good at this.
If you're telling me it doesn't smell right, I noticed.
Do you know your daughter's car is parked a half block south of your location?
Yeah, I saw that. She mentioned she had some errands to run. It's a small town.
We'll talk.
Bennett takes the phone away from his ear and slyly looks around. In the cafe, Syla angrily watches Luke, who's blowing bubbles into his drink with a straw.
At least tell me how long this is going to last. Are we driving for another hour? Another week?
Check out ZZ Top.
A bearded man lifts his glass of milk, which Luke heats.
Stop it.
Well, I'm just messing with them.
Not here. We don't need the attention. Our powers are not for amusement, Luke. You understand that?
I mean, I don't know. I've never really talked to anyone about it before. My mom thinks I'm enough of a freak as is. So what, you only use your powers for a reason?
Usually. Sometimes I disappoint myself. Always have an objective. Know your end game before you lift a hand.
What else?
Keep a clear head. Emotions make you sloppy. The most important thing is that you understand your motivation. Always know what it is that you want.
What is it that you want?
For me, it's mostly been about acquiring abilities, but lately all I want to find is my father. I want to meet the man who made me. Look him in the eyes.
What are you hoping to see in there?
Where I came from, I guess. Why I turned out the way I did. I'm just thinking he'll have some answers, that's all.
Silas sips his drink. Suddenly, Luke reaches across the counter and grabs a pen. He writes something on the paper placemat in front of him, tears it off, and gives it to Syla.
This is the address. It's a 2-day drive.
You shouldn't have done that. Now there's nothing to keep me from killing you, is there?
Well, I guess I'm just hoping that you won't.
Syla looks up suddenly as a man in a suit comes in through the door, then a second suited man enters through the other door.
Emergency exit, walk. Don't run. Move.
Syla leaves some money and they head out.
There's only two we can take them.
They're the scouts.
Two gunmen block their way, then a pistol's pointed at Syla's head.
Gotcha. Right, I'm a sweet spot.
Everyone on the floor, now!
Luke looks around, unsure of what to do, as all the guns remain trained on Syla.
Please don't let him hurt me anymore. Don't let him hurt me anymore. Please. Please just don't let him hurt me anymore. I want to go back to my mom. Please, I want to go back!
A As the man's distracted, Siler fixes fingers and he's sent flying backwards over the counter. The gunman shoots Siler in the chest, but he throws a table at them, smashes a window, then he and Luke jump out to the car. Siler locks the passenger door.
Siler, thanks for the address.
What?
He drives off as the gunmen run out. Some of them get in a car to chase him, while another shoots Luke with a stunner. He falls to the ground. In India, Annapura is putting her earrings back in.
Deepak will let Tando go if I honor my commitment to marry.
And if you don't?
I must prepare for the wedding.
The wedding's being held in a marquee decorated with red sashes. Annapura looks miserable sitting next to Deepak as the ceremony takes place. Hero runs in.
Stop! This wedding cannot go on! Annapura cannot get married to this man! She's being forced into this against her will!
You're making a mistake.
You have kidnapped my friend. I want him back! He's being held hostage!
It is not I who broke our agreement.
She does not want to marry you.
A man stands up and asks, Anna, is this true? She goes to him and tenderly takes hold of his hand.
All my life, I have tried to please you, grandfather. But if I marry Deepak, I will be giving up everything that matters most to me. Perhaps a traditional marriage is not my destiny.
I just wanted you to be happy, my child.
We had a deal. The woman and the bakery belong to me.
Deepak leads her out.
You leave her alone.
Hero knocks him to the floor.
Give me back my friend.
Deepak looks around, scowling.
That's it. The wedding is off. You're too much trouble. I don't want to marry you. And you can have your lousy friend back.
This is it? The moment in the drawing. This is me, being the hero. Yatta!
Claire goes up to her car.
So how was your day?
Bad.
Well, tell me what the hell you're doing here?
I was just applying for a job at the coffee house.
Stop it, Claire.
What? They posted a help wanted online.
I know you're lying.
Well, I didn't learn from the master.
You think you're invincible, but you're not. Just because you can't be injured doesn't mean you can't be caught. Do you have any idea what happens if they think I can't control you anymore?
That's the thing, Dad. You can't.
She gets in and drives away, leaving Bennett standing by another car. In Building 26, the hunter approaches Nathan by the picture board.
Reports are in from the diner. They brought down the kid, Luke Campbell.
Siler?
He shakes his head.
DHS is trying to take us down. All we have is a 17-year-old boy.
From the office of the secretary, you are hereby notified to cease and desist this operation in its entirety.
Abby, don't do this. Give me 5 minutes. Let me change your mind. Just suspend your disbelief for a second and imagine that these people exist, people who possess powers.
Still wouldn't justify torture.
Locked up in the chamber, Tracy frustratedly pulls on her chains. Suddenly, one of them starts to come loose.
I'm talking about people who could slice your head open with their finger. Make you think what they want you to think. Get inside your head.
This is your argument? That these people are so dangerous that they have no constitutional rights?
She gets free, allowing her to stand up, although her hands are still bound to a pole behind her back.
There's no justification for treating people this way. And American citizens, no less.
You can't pull the plug on a war when you haven't even been to the front lines.
Guard, over here!
They go into the corridor where Tracy's wrapped a chain around a man's neck.
Tracy.
She looks at Nathan and Abby. While she's distracted, the hostage hits her and manages to get free. She grabs his arm and quickly freezes him solid, then throws him against the wall, shattering him into pieces.
Fire!
The stunner hits Tracy and knocks her out cold. As the guards surround her, Nathan looks back at Abby, who's staring at him in shock. Back in the office, Abby paces the floor. She stops to look at the photo board with pictures of all the heroes on it. Nathan watches her thoughtfully, then gets up a little warily and goes to speak with her.
I'm really sorry you had to witness that today. I know how upsetting that must have been.
It's definitely something I won't soon forget.
I wouldn't be doing any of this unless I believed in the bottom of my heart that these people are just too dangerous to be among us.
Don't worry. You'll have all the funding you need.
She walks away. Claire's at home making a peanut butter sandwich.
Don't fill up. Your dad's bringing home takeout from that new Indian place.
Sounds good.
I didn't mean to pry this morning. Sounds like your trip was a little, I don't know what, disappointing? Did you guys have any fun at all, taking a Broadway show?
Dad was a little busy. Abducting innocent people.
Sandra looks at her wide-eyed.
He's not been honest with you, Mom. He's not a consultant. He's working for a secret program imprisoning people with powers.
The company?
No. Now the company's gone. This is something else.
Honey, are you sure? I mean, maybe it was...
I was there. I saw it. They were loading prisoners onto a transport plane. They had them all hooded. They were drugged. It was horrible.
Oh, my God. It's starting all over again.
No, this is worse. They're taking everyone. Not just dangerous people. Anyone with an ability. Matt Parkman, Dr. Suresh, Peter. I'm sorry. I just can't lie to you anymore.
Bennett walks in with the takeaway and looks at them as if he knows something has gone on.
Indian food?
Go on upstairs, honey.
Claire keeps her eyes locked on Sandra's for a moment, then with a sad smile she does as she's told, pausing to look at Bennett.
What's going on?
No, I can't take it anymore. I just can't.
What are you talking about? What
I know what
happened?
You're doing. Hunting people
you
down.
You don't know what I've been doing.
Don't lie to me, Noah.
You have no idea.
I really wanted to believe
that
you
is.
Could change. That you could be someone different from who you really are.
Do you have any idea how difficult this is? Maybe I don't have a choice.
There is always a choice.
The government is putting together a list of people they are rounding up, and they have made it very clear to me that if I am not on board, that Claire will be on that list.
Don't make this about Claire!
Tracy's back in her cell with the heaters around her again. The guards finish securing her chains to the floor. When they leave, Nathan bends down so that his face is close to hers.
Tracy, I don't know how you did it. But you better get used to the heat because you're never getting out of here again.
We both know what you did.
What are you talking about?
Broken chain, unlocked door. You wanted me to escape. You know what? Next time I will.
She watches him with a smile as he walks out. At the roadside cafe where the hunter's men caught Luke, the armed guards climb into a black van, which reverses, then suddenly starts to shake violently. At Building 26.
Hey, something's wrong. Team leader, this is... Team leader, this is Central. Please respond.
One of the black-clad figures opens the doors and jumps out.
Do you copy? Repeat, do you copy?
It's Siler, dressed as one of the men. He's holding equipment, which is splattered with blood.
Please respond, do you copy?
He turns and looks back into the van, which is also covered in blood. He picks Luke up from the pile of dead bodies and walks off with him over his shoulder. In India, Hero and Ando are sitting in Annapura's cafe. Ando says, "You were right. I should never have interrupted the course of destiny." Hero replies, "No apologies, my friend. I realize why I was sent to India, and it wasn't to get my abilities back. It was to learn that I do not need powers to be a hero." Ando smiles and nods as Annapura comes over.
"I finally figured out why your names are so familiar. A fax came in addressed to Hero and Ando. See?
It's from someone named Rebel."
"Who?"
"Just an address in Los Angeles. In the words, save Matt Parkman. It's a message from destiny."
Claire's in her bedroom when Bennett walks in. She turns to face him.
"So you straightened it all out with Mom, and now you're off to a new assignment."
"No. No. Your mother wants me to move out of the house for a while. She's right. We keep too many secrets in this family. So I'm gonna try to be a better person. Better husband, better father. And not tell lies. And if we all work really hard to be honest with each other, then maybe we can heal these wounds. But I'll be around. We'll get through this. I love you, Claire."
Fighting back tears, she goes over to him and wraps her arms around him. Bennett holds her tight and kisses the top of her head. He looks around the room, also close to tears. He pulls himself away from her, picks up his bag and walks out of the room, leaving Claire standing alone and wiping the tears from her eyes. She pulls herself together and picks a rolled sleeping bag up off the floor. She takes it over to the cupboard, opens the door and hands it over to Alex, who's hiding in there. Alex steps out into the room. Syla and Luke are driving along a road at night. Luke's staring thoughtfully down at the dashboard.
"Thanks for coming back for me."
"I didn't come back for you. I came back for this. You just happened to be there."
"Mm-hmm."
"You tracked me twice in less than a week. I knew if I kept driving, it was only a matter of time before they caught up to me again. I needed to understand how they work."
"Still, you could have just left me."
At Building 26, the hunter's looking through some paperwork when Nathan walks up behind him and watches him for a moment.
"Mark Leggett."
"Excuse me?"
"The analyst who died in the hall today, that was his name. Mark Leggett. Thought you'd want to know. He left a wife and two kids. You let her out, didn't you? You murdered an innocent man."
"There are times in a war when someone has to fall on a grenade."
"He didn't fall, you threw him."
"I saved your ass. This entire project was about to be flushed, and I helped us both out, Petrolia. It needed to be done. I'm sorry that a man had to die."
"Did you apologize to his blood stain? It's still warm."
He looks behind him and through a glass door to the corridor where a cleaner's mopping up the blood. Bennett sitting by himself in a hotel bar drinking spirits. He drains one glass and the barmaid hands him another.
"Staying here at the hotel?"
He drinks again.
"Just for a little while. I'm actually looking for an apartment in town, if you know what I mean."
"Mm-mm. Welcome to Costa Verde."
She takes the money and Bennett smiles, looking into his glass before he drinks again. Suddenly, his vision blurs and he becomes unsteady. He takes his glasses off and rubs his face, then slumps forward onto the bar and falls to the floor. Matt, Peter, and Mohinder walk up to him.
Well, it looks like our friend here had about three too many.
Don't worry. We'll get him home safe.
The barmaid watches as they help him out. To be continued.